Hello everyone, welcome to A Purpose Walk with me, Deandra. I am so glad to be speaking with y'all today because we got some more stuff to get into, but today is something great. I think this is something that not necessarily everyone talks about, and it's something so simple, right? It's love, you guys. So we're going to be talking about love, how it appeared in my life. Maybe you can see yourself as well through all of this, but most importantly, you will see Christ too. So, you know, when we think about love, there's so many thoughts that can come to mind, right? So we're talking like, oh, you know, we want to be in love, you know, feeling loved. You know, love is not always a feeling. Sometimes it's actions. So you guys, before I really dive deep into this topic, for one, this might be a two-parter because, yeah, it's a lot in this particular area. It seems like it's a lot in all of them, actually, but it's all good. So you'll begin to see the overlapping in the stories of my life, and things are going to start making sense and come together. So I hope that you listen to all the other episodes. If not, go ahead and journey back. As we talked about last week in abandonment and rejection, I talked about how I dealt with that straight out of the womb. But don't get it twisted. I definitely felt love too. So all the love that I felt initially, especially in the beginning of my life, was from my parents. From my parents, my grandparents, you know, well loved on my aunt. Oh man, my mom had me at a young age, you know, she got pregnant at 16 and then had me at 17. And despite her young age, she loved your girl. Of course, right? Along the way, when rejection and abandonment started to set in, I didn't necessarily feel loved. And I focused more on the feeling, not really looking at the circumstances. So again, my mom, she was up in New York taking care of my brother and trying to make a better life for us. And I should have recognized, you know, I still am loved despite we're not around each other. But I was young. There's a lot that you don't necessarily understand, right? Then now growing up into teenage age, I begin not to feel loved because of the restraint that I had on my life. I mentioned before that my mom was a little bit controlling, and which is understandable because she definitely did not want her daughter to, you know, get pregnant young, just like her. As an adult, of course, I understand that, but then I felt like I was being punished. But it was just my mother's love of protecting me from things that she didn't want me to be a part of. Now, being a mother, I understand her concern to want to protect me in that way, but I felt like it was the end of the world, y'all. I'm like, I can't do nothing. But, you know, like I said, it was her protection, and I thank God for that. Even though I didn't understand it at that time, but I thank God that she created boundaries and restrictions, even though I wish she would have let up just a little bit, but it's all good. That was the love that she shown me by saying, hey, I'm going to clothe you, I'm going to feed you, I'm going to make sure you have everything you need. When I was in sports, she attended games despite, you know, her work schedule. I don't know how she figured it out, y'all. You know, when you become a parent, you do figure it out. But she would show up to the games and just always supportive in every endeavor. That was my mom displaying her love for me. But a question. I mean, I know you can't necessarily answer this, but like, what does love actually feel like? You know? And I'm not saying in a sense where I don't know. But again, love is actions and how people show up for you. So, like, what does love actually feel like? Because I know, like, when I was out here cutting up, which you guys know about, right? My friends, they will check me. They will say, now you know better. You shouldn't do this. You shouldn't do that. Is that not love too? Even though it hurt, but it was still love, because it was like, I don't want to see you living this lifestyle that's going to essentially is going to keep me bound. So that's love. Now, coming into adulthood, I'm trying to find this love, right? And this was the feeling that I was trying to find. So, because I had a father who was absent and ultimately murdered, also having a grandfather who wasn't necessarily present either and did not live a life of a good man, a stepfather who loved me but shown his love in a different way, I would say. It wasn't loving. It was still love, though. And not necessarily connecting with him on that level of father and daughter. Now, I'm trying to find this love in men. And as I stated before, I had a lot of boyfriends because I was desperately wanting to be loved, right? But then also dealing with the addiction side of things, which I also discussed. If you check out that video or audio, that is in sexual immorality. So yeah, now I'm like, okay, God, I know you're a loving God. I can tell because I walked away from you and you still love me. You still accepted me where I was, and you loved on me with open arms. You did not chastise me because I ultimately wanted nothing to do with you. But now here I am trying to live my life for Christ after having this baby. I feel loved on. But again, I was still searching for the feeling. I don't know what it was, you guys. It was kind of like, what's the deal? I have this beautiful baby, and oh, I love him so much. And I understood what the love of a mother or father felt like, but on the giving end, I always want to protect this little human that now I have to raise. I want to make sure that he has everything that he needs, that he doesn't lack, but also spiritually, I want to make sure that he has this foundation in Christ, know who God is, and have a relationship with him. So now I love this child through action, but also feeling. I begin to recognize some things within myself that I lacked growing up. One thing that I realized that I lacked was hugs. It was hugs. Something so simple, but yet you don't know the impact that it has on a person, because my son, he's a very touchy kind of kid. Physical touch is his major or number one love language. And I remember when he was in the hospital, because he was born early and we had some complications, that I would go visit him and I would talk to him, but I would just rub my hand against his cheek, and the way his body would respond just from my touch. I didn't necessarily grow up in a household where we hugged. Now, we did say we love you, but we wasn't hugging each other like that. The love was there, but it was just shown differently, you know? So now I have to raise this child always hugging and kissing, all the things. And I'm like, this is a lot. I was uncomfortable because I wasn't loved on in this way. And I'm like, God, you are really stretching me. Like, for real. But, you know, it's still a work in progress. Like, I do it more now. But back then, it was a struggle, y'all, for real. So one day, I was dating this guy at the time, and he was talking about the five love languages. So I'm like, okay, I want to read that. And then he mentioned that there's one for children. So I'm like, oh, I want to read that first. And he like, no, you have to start from the beginning, the very first book, and then go to the children. It'll make sense. So I read Five Love Languages, and I'm like, oh my gosh, it's making sense. Like, that man was making sense. And I was like, and he's a believer? I was so happy. I'm like, this man is a man of God. Yes. So now we are incorporating not just the five love languages, but we bring it in Jesus. Sign me up. I read it, and like I said, it made a lot of sense. And then I read the one for children. And then I was like, oh, I've been doing things wrong. I just didn't have the guidance that I really hoped for when it came to parenting. So when I read the book, it was like, okay, yeah, I'm doing things wrong. I need to fix this. One of the things that I learned was you shouldn't discipline your child in the way of their love language. So again, my son is a touch kind of kid, and getting a spanking is creating some trauma. The Bible talks about if you spare the rod, you spoil the child. So I'm like, he don't get whoopings all the time, but like, how am I supposed to discipline him? And y'all, I heard the Holy Spirit tell me, discipline him in love. What is that? I ain't grow up like this, y'all. Lord, you are bringing a lot of new stuff to me. I did not grow up like this. Like, what are you talking about? Over time, I began to realize that disciplining in love means showing up, having conversations. Now, granted, if he did something that we talked about continuously, now we got a problem. You know what I'm saying? And it's going to come with consequences. However, I began to really have these in-depth conversations on why I allowed my child to express his feelings. And let's process this. And you guys, that is thanks to therapy. Woo! Trying to do things different, you know? Not completely, though, because there's some things that we learn when we grow up that actually was effective, you know? But some things we gotta switch it up, y'all. If you know better, you do better. Listen, I'm still void of the feeling of love at this point, okay? And I'm just like, okay, Lord, like, we're winging this at this point. I don't know what the feeling is. And it's like, I know that you love me, Father. I know that you love me, Jesus. I know that my family loves me. I know that my son loves me. But what is the feeling of love? Answer that for me, please. God began to show me in his word what love actually looks like. I'm going to share some scriptures with you. In 1 Corinthians chapter 13 verses 4 through 7 says, love is patient and kind. Love does not envy or boast. It is not arrogant or rude. It does not insist in its own way. It is not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice at wrongdoing, but rejoices with the truth. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, and endures all things. And I'm like, God, I'm tired of enduring. Because if y'all listen to all them episodes, your girl has been through some stuff. Okay? But it's all good. In Romans chapter 5 verse 8 says, but God shows his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. I don't know anybody who would die for someone knowing they did nothing wrong. Let's be real. There's nobody, right? But Jesus did that for us. Listen, the Bible is a history book. It's not fictional. It's not Bible characters. This is real life. And this man died for you and for me. How special is that? That's love. That's an action. But also in 1 John chapter 4 verse 19 says, we love because he first loved us. One of the greatest commandments that Jesus says is to love. That is how big this is. So not just for us to receive love, but we have to show love, you guys. And we're supposed to love our neighbors. We're supposed to love the people that wrong us. It's crazy works. It's crazy. But I completely understand it. And I do. You know, sometimes it's a little bit harder to let go and love someone who's wronged you, but we should. And there's no other God that is willing to do these things for us and to show us the way. None. God is of love, even if it's corrective, just like we talked about earlier, but it's still love. I'm going to pause because we got to talk about love a little bit more in depth with relationships. Ooh, it's gonna get juicy next week, y'all. I swear, I probably need like a movie of my life. Y'all, it'd be crazy. But yes, we're gonna talk more next week about love and relationships and how that shows up. And y'all, God checked me. He did. He checked me on this love stuff. So, and it wasn't too long ago either when he did it. I can't wait to share the revelation that I got through his word as it pertains to love and show you how that has literally transformed my life. So I hope to see you next week. We're here every Thursday. Follow me on social media. Instagram, YouTube, Facebook at A Purpose Walk, where you'll be able to have conversations, because you guys, I am dropping some stuff in there and elaborating more on the things that I'm discussing with you guys. So come check me out and let's talk, let's get to know one another. And y'all, I'm looking forward to sharing some more of my journey and how good God is and how Jesus shows up in my life. So I hope that you were blessed by this message. So make sure you hop in on the next video next week, all right? I love you. And I mean that with all of my heart. I love you so much, you guys. I pray for y'all. I can't wait to see you again, all right? Peace.